Welcome back to another podcast. My guest today is an old friend, our new fitness director, Desiree Porras. And Desiree, welcome to the podcast. And before we get started, I thought I'd provide a little context for the people who have just moved here in the last few years, because the fitness department today is much different than it was just a few years ago. Things really changed in, I think it was 2016, when Chet Sheehan was hired. And I remember interviewing him and him saying that more has been learned in the last 5 years about health and wellness than was ever known before. And he started incorporating things into the program. We started Tabata. He started Tai Chi. He hired some good people. He hired you. He hired Valeria. And that was really a change. And then Chet left, and Valeria took over. And Valeria really expanded the wellness part of health and wellness. She brought in speakers from Eisenhower. She expanded the yoga and mental fitness ideas. And now she's gone. And so welcome back. And
thank you.
So you left about 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
And so what have you been, let's start there. What have you been doing in the last couple of years?
So part of my background is working in the nonprofit sector. And I rejoined the Boys and Girls Club as part of their development team in communications and marketing. And it's such a great cause. But I got to work with some really great leaders in the nonprofit world. A lot of collaboration with different nonprofits, also foundations that just support the Boys and Girls Club. But a big responsibility that I took on was I managed their donor management software program. I also developed marketing campaigns to raise money for the different programs that the Boys and Girls Club does year-round, and strategically worked on website development as well. And I helped manage the board of directors as well as the various committees. So I'm very familiar with policies and just how to run an organization.
Management.
Yeah, management. A lot of the admin work, but as many admin people, you know, learn quickly, is that you really do take on a lot of management responsibilities as well, because you help contribute in various ways for just being able to properly run an organization ethically and everything. So it was a really great experience. I learned so much. But when I got this opportunity, I jumped on it quite quickly because I had a really great experience here when I was here. And health and wellness is my passion. It's just...
That was your major, too, in college, right?
No, actually. My major was communications. But my research studies in my last year as a senior focused on health literacy. So for me, education and influencing people on how to live healthy was something that I took on.
That's what I remember.
My first 3 or 4 years of employment after graduating. I worked with Find Food Bank, I worked with the Humana Foundation, and finding ways to strategically market health and wellness so that more people are influenced to develop better habits.
Okay.
So that's a little bit about my experience
past
and what I've been doing. But
okay, so let's talk about the future. What's your vision for this season and beyond, health and fitness-wise?
I am just so excited, first of all, to be here. Because like you said, there's been so many changes, even since I left, honestly. Like what you mentioned with Valeria, she really expanded the wellness program. With Chet, he was very innovative and brought some great classes here and some great pieces of equipment. And so I feel like my job for the first couple years is to really focus on making those programs even better and to engage more people, especially because we have new residents, to engage more people to feel comfortable in participating in some of the programs or activities and fitness classes, to be knowledgeable on the techno gym equipment, which is a very scientific piece of equipment, but it's very relative to the times that we live in terms of tracking your health and wellness and making sure that, you know, you properly execute an exercise without hurting yourself. It's just built that way. Mm-hmm. So really just sharing my knowledge and getting more people comfortable and more people engaged into our programs. But I like to focus on three core things here in the next 2 years. And the first is engaging physical activity. That's the first overall thing. We have to have proper equipment and make sure that our gym floors are fully furnished to support an active lifestyle. And our classes, that's a beautiful way to engage on a regular basis, is by participating in daily or weekly classes that we offer both at Montecito and at Santa Rosa. So engaging physical activity. The second one is wellness programs. And like Valeria did an amazing job, and she set the bar extremely high for me. She did partner with some great corporate wellness programs, Eisenhower being one of them, Alzheimer's Association being another. And so for me, I want to continue those partnerships and just make them that much better and promote them also in a very innovative way so people are aware of the different wellness programs that we offer. Such as with Weight Watchers, you know, mm-hmm. getting more people into the Weight Watchers nutrition program if their interest is weight loss. And the third thing is really just creating a positive atmosphere. I feel like our team is a really great team, and I want to spend time with making our team that much better, including our staff and our instructors. Just continue to make a positive atmosphere so that people feel welcome when they come to the fitness centers and, you know, we just feel like a family here, so it's mm-hmm. great.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any specific events coming up?
I do. So I first want to talk about the annual South Course Golf Walk. So the annual South Course Golf Walk will take place on Friday, November 1st. It will start at the South Course, and it will be at 8 o'clock in the morning. First 100 who finish get a free t-shirt, a complimentary t-shirt. So I'm really excited about that, because that's actually my first golf walk. But I hear it's very popular.
It is a lot of fun.
Very popular, and it's beautiful here in the desert during that time. So mm-hmm. the South Course Golf Walk, November 1st. And then we have our Health and Wellness Expo the following day. So that will be on Saturday, November 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it will be held at the Montecito Ballroom. So over 30 vendors there, free raffle, free snacks, free health, you know, just information from different health professionals across the desert. So that's going to be a very exciting event.
So there'll be 30 different vendors. Huh? Mm-hmm. And what for example, give us a couple of examples of
Avid Physical Therapy, we have Clark's Nutrition, we always have, I believe, Red Cross who attends. I'm working on some local kind of like mom and pop shops that offer nutrition mm-hmm. here in the desert. One of my favorite is Bowl of Heaven, located off of Cook Street and Gerald Ford. They provide smoothies that are just amazing. So I'm working on trying to bring some new vendors here, as well as some locals that are already well known.
Okay, let's go. I'd like to go back to the techno gym mm-hmm. Stuff because that is new since you left, mm-hmm. and I'm not fully familiar with the benefits of it. And so for the audience, would you describe why techno gym and what it offers that other pieces of equipment don't?
Mm-hmm. Techno Gym has been around for 30 plus years. Their main focus is to build pieces of equipment based on the best scientific, most relevant research. So kind of when you think of Techno Gym, I like to compare it to Apple. They're constantly making new editions of mm-hmm. the Apple phone. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because they're constantly finding ways to make life more convenient for people and more creative in terms of how to communicate via technology. And it's very similar because kinesiology is a science, so it's constantly improving. And Techno Gym, they capitalize on knowledge, and they have the best kinesiologists, the best tech people to work together to build a piece of equipment. And so when we talk about how to, you know, properly do a leg press or how to properly do a back pull when you're sitting down, they think of everything from positioning of how you're sitting to the types of weight and loads that are used during the exercise, to how you can even track your exercises throughout the exercise routine. And it's just, for me, I'm anxious to continue to learn more about it because there's tons of tutorials that I need to get familiar with so that I can be able to share that with the residents when I do the orientations. But it just makes exercising feel that much more comfortable for somebody who is starting out to build up their strength and want to do a strength workout routine. They're just going to be able to feel a lot more comfortable if they know how to do it properly. And Techno Gym works on that. They works on how can we make functional movement easier for somebody who's wanting to build strength. And that's what I love about it most. So it's a safe but very innovative way to work out.
And we have Techno Gym equipment in both of the gyms now?
We do not. We have Techno Gym just at the Montecito Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. We still have Cybex strength training machines here at the Santa Rosa Clubhouse.
I see. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking of Techno Gym, mm-hmm. think Montecito.
Yes. Gym. Yes. And when I say innovative, basically what that means is when you are somebody who maybe wants to track your cardiovascular health while you work out, and you want to be able to make sure you have a cardio program that can track your target heart rate zones. Because for a lot of people, that's extremely important when you work out. You don't want to overexhaust yourself, but you also want to make sure you're challenging yourself enough that you can manage, you know, just building up your cardio strength, your heart strength. And a lot of the cardiovascular equipment with Techno Gym, they have those programs built into the cardio machine. And you would be able to monitor your heart rate throughout the workout by just putting in, let's say, your age and your weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's extremely helpful, especially for people who have just got off of a program with their, you know, their physician or their doctor, and they recommend, you know, making sure that you do cardio 2-3 times a week, but monitor your heart rate. We have those programs built into the cardio machines. And so it's just learning how to use it properly, and then you can track it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's innovative. That's a great way, a great piece of machine that we have here at Montecito that you can kind of use into your workout.
Okay. Okay. Actually, I hadn't thought of it before, but hearing this triggers a thought that a lot of our residents are going to be in recovery mode from having had an operation or having had a knee replacement or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of equipment can help in the recovery process.
Yes. Yes. And it's just about learning it. When you learn it, you're going to be like, oh, okay, this is simple enough. You know, it's not as challenging as you may think it is. You know, we're comfortable sometimes going on the treadmill and just pressing start and changing
right.
the
right. That's
and,
what I do.
And changing the speed and changing the incline. But when you learn how you can get the machine to work for you and your goals, you love it.
Mm-hmm.
You love it. And it's not just for people who maybe are recovering. If you're an athlete and like interval training, you can program the machine to do a proper interval training for you, and it's very convenient, and it's actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it really benefits everyone and anyone's fitness goals.
Okay.
So
how many trainers are going to be here this season?
The goal is to build the personal training program because we currently have 3, and 2 of them are extremely busy. So it would be hard to get personal training with them, even though it is doable, but it would be more difficult. So that to me is telling me there's a high demand for
mm-hmm.
personal training. So
mm-hmm.
the goal is to build, to hopefully get maybe 2 more trainers here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, welcome back. We
Thank
look forward
you.
To the new season and mm-hmm. under your supervision. And mm-hmm. I'm sure if people have any questions or want to greet you personally, you're at the front desk at the Montecito most every morning.
Thanks.
For the audience, thank you for listening, and stop in and say hello to Desiree. Until next time, bye-bye.